I would say large refractors in the old days had two lenses. One was concave and one was convex, of different materials back to back. And that did a pretty good job of correcting for chromatic aberration, but not great. And it wasn't until the development of rare glasses and rare tracing and everything that chromatic aberration really got minimized, you know, over a substantial field of view. So, for example, on the refractors that I just saw at Georgetown, there were two lenses that were used in the cell, and that gave you, for your visual, for what wavelength the eye was sensitive to. If you wanted to use photographic emulsions, which tended to be blue sensitive, then there was a third lens that you put in on top of the other two, which shifted the chromatic aberration curve, the chromatic curve, into the blue, where the photographic emulsions were more sensitive. And so if you looked at that with your eye with that lens, then you saw this hazy purple, haze around whatever you were looking at. But, so two lenses would be used to minimize the chromatic aberration, but I think you want a single lens, and I have to think about this, what the demonstration would be. So maybe I'll have an answer for you next week. Sorry, I'm not, up to date on my optics. Back to WSAU from WA4DSR.
Oh, thanks. That's interesting. And is the film thing that the different layers in the film actually are shifting the light differently as it hits the different layers of the film? Is that why you have to basically put kind of intentionally shift the blue in the for the when you're using photographic film?